Here's a thought I'll title, When the Image Takes Charge. Over the years, I've noticed a curiosity that pops up from time to time. I'll have in my mind's eye an idea of what I want an image to look like. Sometimes that happens when I click the shutter. More often it happens as I'm processing the image, and I'll think, oh, I could do this with the image and it might work. But when I start processing it, it's as though the image imposes an alternative I'd never thought about. It's like the image takes charge of how it wants to be processed. Novelists talk about how their fictional characters take on a momentum of their own. And I think the same thing can happen with photographs. Now, I don't actually believe that an image takes control of my processing consciousness and encourages me to process the image in a certain way. It's not the image that does that, but it is something functionally the equivalent thereof, and that is our subconscious. We have things bubble up from our subconscious that give us ideas we'd never thought of on a conscious level before. It can feel like the image has a will of its own and wants to be processed in a certain way. The question is, should we pay attention to that? Well, if we believe it's the digital file doing it, maybe not. That's a little woo-woo. But if we allow that it might be our subconscious directing our vision, then I think it is important to allow that process to unfold and see where it takes you. It doesn't always take you someplace interesting, but it'll never take you anyplace interesting if we never allow it to unfold of its own volition. I know, it's hard to use language that doesn't anthropomorphize a digital file or a computer or a piece of software or something, and I don't want to do that. But I have noticed a parallel, which is it's very common for me to go out photographing, come back, load all the images up in Lightroom, or in the film days I would make contact prints of all the negatives once they were developed. And it's a very common thing for me to look at an image in that group and realize I have no memory whatsoever of making that picture. I've learned over the years these are the ones to pay attention to because they are the ones that bubble up from our subconscious where we're reacting with a certain kind of purity to what we see in the world that really does lead us to interesting images, images that are not predictable, that we wouldn't think of on our own. Well, this idea of the image taking control of how you process it is somehow related. And I guess I have great faith that when an image comes from that deep within us, that it's worth letting it have control for a while, just to see where it takes us. If it's not any good, no one ever has to know it or see it. But sometimes it opens doors that are absolutely fabulous.
Copyright 2026. Lenswork Publishing.